Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to yours sincerely, Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Shame is an incredibly powerful feeling that can isolate you to the point where you don't lean on the people you love to get through your toughest battles. And it's a feeling that Nathaniel Hall experienced when he was diagnosed with HIV as a teenager. In this clip, he talks about the powerful effect that telling his story had on freeing him from shame. Then he shares the letter that he would send to his 16-year-old self.
When I was 16, around the time when I was coming out as gay, I met someone on Park Bench who was older than me and gay and this exotic gay creature. And we kind of started talking and we hit it off and we had this summer romance. And as a result of that, I contracted HIV. For my first time, there was all the kind of unpicking of the shame and the internalized homophobia that you have to go through. And then all of a sudden there was this huge thing, this, you know, this HIV diagnosis, which at the time was not, you know, a death sentence like it was a few years before. Medication was around, but it was certainly not the diagnosis you would get today. It was much heavier. There was still lots of talk about medication side effects because they weren't as advanced as they are now. You know, there was this period of time before you were put on medication, you know, and so basically I just shut down and I didn't tell anyone. I remember coming home to the bedroom I'm sat in now and come in, put my key in the door and going, I need to go and tell my mum. And I couldn't. And I came upstairs and I actually lined up some paracetamol that night. You know, I don't think I was ever going to do it. Watched too many episodes of Grange Hill or something. But, you know, there was that thing, there was that drive and it was like, I can't go on. But what I did at that point is I just cut off. I just shut down and I just sort of went, oh, well, this thing's happened. I'm going to get on with my life. And I did. I just carried on, but I didn't tell anyone. I told a few people, but I didn't tell my family, which was the main thing. And I kind of lived with this secret bubbling away for about 15 years. But it was the power, and I have to say to people, that's the power of the shame and stigma around HIV. You know, it's the world's most stigmatized illness. And I remember being in school watching in sex ed, and we had this video put on, and it was the only time I saw a gay person on a screen. It's about 14. And it was wildly out of date. And it was this guy who was dying from AIDS. And it was like the message was, don't be gay. You're going to get AIDS and you're going to die, you know. And when that prophecy came true straight away, it completely shut me down. So, you know, I went on 15 years until 2017 and I had, you know, what could be described as a mental breakdown, you know, drugs, alcohol, toxic relationships, sex, all that. So I had this huge breakdown. I was really, really dependent on drugs and alcohol. I was in this awful relationship. And so I decided to turn things around and make a show about it. So I made a solo show called First Time. It's won awards. It's been, you know, we went to the Edinburgh Fringe. It's been on tour. It's in 100 shows. And, you know, it was the show that led me to get landing a role in It's a Sin on television. I had so many messages. I mean, literally thousands. And since then as well, as the show has toured and with It's a Sin, like thousands and thousands of messages of people saying, I wish I could be open about my HIV status, or, you know, I'm stuck in an abusive relationship and you've inspired me to leave. I'm moving. I'm doing it tomorrow, you know. And it's so humbling to just go, if you speak authentically, it allows others, it frees others to do the same. Like you say, that thing, we've got that medicine within us. I wrote a letter to my 16-year-old self in about 2012, and it was read in at the Manchester Pride candlelit vigil to remember people we've lost to HIV and AIDS. But I was still in a closet at that point, so an actor read it on my behalf. So I'd already written this letter, so this is why I kind of wanted to kind of bring it up now and talk about it. Nathaniel, I know you think you've totally messed things up right now, and I can't butter it up. The road ahead is going to be a rocky one, but you are more resilient than you might think. In the darkest times, remember this, you are enough. Yours sincerely, Nathaniel.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. If you want to hear more conversations just like this, make sure you click the follow button now on the app where you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media. We're at Jess Phillips Pod, and I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. This has been an Audio Always original.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com